Lord, we are thankful for all your kindness to us.
主啊，我们要感谢您对我们所有的慈爱。
And frankly, Lord, we've had a good lunch, and we're thankful for that as well.
坦率地说呢，我们午餐吃得很好，我们也要为此向您感恩。
And now, Lord, we're turning to Scripture, and we so much need your help.
主啊，现在我们转向了圣经，我们非常需要您的帮助。
We're considering things from the very beginning. We don't understand them as well as we would like, Lord.
主啊，我们现在呢要从最开始就学，那么说那些事情呢，我们就不是像我们想象的那样去能理解的。And
so we pray that you will help us today.
所以我们也祈求您帮助我们今天。We
give thanks. We look to you for a blessing in Jesus' name.
我们在线上感恩，祈求您的赐福，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Very good. So Genesis chapter 2.
现在呢，创世纪第二章。
And we'll read the first three verses together.
我们先来读前面的三节。
Says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day. And sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
第一节说呢，《创世纪》第二章第一节说：“这样，天地及其众军都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的工作已完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工就安息了。”
So you can imagine God putting all the heavens and the earth together, and when it's finished, he looks around and he says, that's pretty good.
你可以想象一下，当神呢就造天造地造完了以后呢，他环顾四周，他说，哎，看起来不错。
I've never been a project man or an artist or something like that, but very often when people finish a work, they look and say, that's good.
因为从来没有去做一个就是项目经理或者说是一个艺术家那样的，当一切做完了以后呢，我说，哎，看起来不错。I
think most people when they finish their work say it's not as good as it looks. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
因为大多数人呢，当他们的工作做完了以后呢，他一看呢，他说呢，哎，并没有想象那么好。这里有一个错，那里有一个错，那里有个错，那里有个错。
But the Lord wasn't like that. He didn't make any mistakes.
但主却不是这样的，他从来不犯错。
And some of us get so encouraged by that. We say, he didn't even make any mistakes when he made me.
所以我们感到非常受鼓舞的是呢，有些人说呢，当主呢造我的时候，他一点错都没犯。
So, you can imagine then him looking around saying that was very good.
你可以想象一下，他环顾四周说：“那非常的好。”And
it says that God rested, verse 2. He rested on the seventh day.
第二节说呢，神呢，他在第七日安息了。He
didn't rest from fatigue.
他呢，休息并不是因为疲劳了。Some
of us rest because we're just tired out.
所以我们有些人休息呢，就是因为我们疲劳了。
But he rested because his work was so good.
他安息了，是因为他的工作非常的完美。And
that's very encouraging to us.
这个对我们来说是非常受鼓励的。But
it's interesting now, here in the very beginning of the Bible, you have the introduction of the seventh day.
这个呢非常有意思，你在圣经最开始的时候呢，给我们介绍了第七日。
And so verse 3 says, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
然后呢，第三节说呢，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。
God made something special out of the seventh day.
神呢，把第七日呢，变得非常特别。
And that word sanctified means that he set it apart as a distinct or as a separate unit.
这个生日呢，就是说呢，意味着他把这个分别出来作为一个特别的，就是单独的一个日子。
Now, this theme is picked up, you'll remember, all through Scripture, and the seventh day is different from the other days.
这样的一个主题呢，在圣经里到处都有，所以呢，第七日和前面的六日是不一样的。
It's interesting that in our society today, we work 6 days, and the seventh day we rest.
所以这个非常有意思的是呢，在我们当今的社会里呢，我们工作6天，然后休息一天。
And Sunday is a different day than all the rest of the days.
所以星期日呢，就是和其他的日子都是不一样的。
So God's plans were that the seventh day should be a rest day, it should be different, and it should be set apart, sanctified.
所以这个神的计划呢，就是第七日呢，它应该是不一样的一天，就是它应该是休息的、安息的一天，它应该是分别出来作为圣日的。
And so all these years later, Canada has what is called the Lord's Day Act.
所以呢，就是因为这所有的这一切呢，加拿大呢，它把第7天称为主日。
And it's a day set aside by our founding fathers. It's a day of rest for the society.
所以这个呢，就是这个对这一天日子呢，是由加拿大的建国之父他所定的，为大家呢，在这一天可以休息。
Now, our economy in our lifetime has done much to erode the significance of the Sabbath day, the seventh day.
因为在我们这一代的，就是我们的整个的这一代接一代的时候呢，就把这个第七日，就把它的那个重要的意义呢，把它减低了。
But it is still a good day. It's interesting, all over the world, there's usually a 7 day logic.
你这个呢都是非常重要的，因为非常有意思的是，在世界上呢，所有的国家呢都是以那个7天作为一个周期。
Every society acknowledges we need a day of rest.
所以每个社区呢都意味着呢，我们需要一天来休息。
And in the days of Moses and the children of Israel following that.
所以在摩西的那个年代呢，以色列人呢，他们跟从这个规则。
God had very special rules associated with the Sabbath day, what could and should be done on the Sabbath day.
所以神呢，他制定了特别的规则，就是说，那你在那个安息日的时候可以做什么，应该做什么。
And many of those rules were specifically only for the children of Israel.
所以很多那里的规则呢，特别是制定给以色列人的。
But the principle still holds.
但是这样的一个原则呢，仍然有效。
The Sabbath is a day for rest, and the Sabbath is a day separated in some way for God.
你这个呢，就是安息日呢，它是休息的时间，也是一天呢，分别出来为了神。
So, though we are not Israel, we go all the way back to Genesis 2, and we say, Lord, thank you for setting aside a day in the week for us to serve you.
就算我们不是以色列人，但是呢，我们非常感恩的是，我们可以来到创世纪第2章的时候说感谢主，感谢神，就是您呢把一天分别出来，让我们可以服侍您。
So we're thankful for Sunday. It's different than the other days of the week. We're very thankful for that.
所以我们非常感激星期天，因为这一天呢和其他的星期的和星期这一个星期其他的天呢是不一样的，我们为此感恩。
Just one word of counsel and encouragement to you. The Lord has given us Sunday as a special day. Use it for the Lord.
因为这个呢，我给大家一个这样的建议，或者说是劝告。那么主呢，把这一个特别的一天，星期天呢，赐给了我们，所以要把这一天为主所用。
In the days of Nehemiah, there were those who decided that they would forget the law of the Sabbath and they would do their buying and selling on the Sabbath day as well as other days.
你这个里面在尼西米那个年代呢，他们那个时候呢，有些人呢，他们决定不遵守安息日。他们说呢，在安息日的时候，他们同样进行买卖，就像一个星期其他的那些天数一样。
And Nehemiah, you'll remember, took great exception to that and basically said, You keep breaking the Sabbath, we're going to have to punish you.
所以呢，尼西米呢，你知道他的这个呢，就是觉得非常的例外。他就说呢，你知道吗？你如果你们不遵守安息日的话呢，神要惩罚你们的。
And I have found in my life that if I honor the Sabbath and make sure that it is a day set aside for God, God blesses me and honors me.
因为我呢，回顾我的人生呢，就是说呢，如果我在安息日的时候，我把这一天呢特别出来，就是这为了神所留出来的话呢，尊重安息日，那么神呢，他也会赐福给我，尊重我。
Now, Josh, I think somebody came in. Could you just check, see if we can help them?
就让老陈去看看有人进来了，看看我们能不能帮到他。
There were times when I said, I'm too busy, I've got to work on Sunday. I can remember going to university and saying, I can't get through this course. I can't come to church today. I've got to stay home on Sunday and do my studies to cram for this exam.
这个里面呢，他在他人生里也有这样的一个时间，就是说呢，当他在上大学的时候，他觉得呢，就大学的功课太难了，他要准备很多的事儿，那么说呢，他也要准备考试，准备他的功课，所以他呢，就是星期天的时候，他不能来教会，他要待在家里准备他的功课。
To the best of my knowledge, I only did that 3 times.
因为呢，就是据我的最好的记忆，就是说我那样做了3次。
In each case, I failed the exam.
所以每一次呢，我的考试都没通过。
I thought to myself afterwards, I could have failed that exam if I hadn't studied on Sunday. I should have been there on Sunday.
你的将，你怎么将，小将。
Okay, they're coming.
Yeah, 将是 Linda 是算。
Okay. Oh, here's John. Yeah, very good.
小将。
That's great.
所以呢，我就说呢，如果呢，我星期天没有去学习那门功课，我没通过还好说一点。
All right, I thought I saw two people, but I guess my eyes are going.
因为他认为他看到两个人，所以可能是看差了。
Let me encourage you. Take Sunday, the Lord's Day, as a day of rest and separation to the work of God. I believe that's God's plan. It's very important because he puts it here before he's even discussing all the other things in the Bible.
你这个呢，让我来鼓励一下大家，把那个星期天呢，作为一个特别的一天，也要把它留出来，完全为了神的工作。因为呢，就算在神开始讲其他的事情以前，在创世纪2章，他就开始已经讲了这一天是安息日，是圣日。
All right, verse 4 says, This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground.
第四节说呢，创造诸天与大地的来历，在耶和华神造诸天与大地的日子乃是这样。野地里还没有草木，田间里的菜蔬还没长起来，因为耶和华神还没有降雨在地上，也没有人耕地。
So it's true, things were different at the very beginning.
所以这个也是个事实，在最开始的时候呢，事情是不一样的。
All right, verse 7, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
第七节说呢，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生命的气息吹在他鼻孔里，他就变成了活的魂。
And then verse 8 says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
然后第八节说呢，耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
So it appears the order was God made the world.
所以看起来呢，这个顺序是这样的：神呢创造了世界
，and then he made man，
然后呢创造了男人
，and then he made a garden for man，
然后呢就建了一座园子为了这个男人
，which I think is very special.He said, Adam, I'm just going to take this little place here on this earth. I'll take this place, make a beautiful garden for you.
我认为这个东西呢是非常特别的，他就跟亚当，神跟亚当说呢，亚当，这地球上的这样的一个地方呢，我要把它建造着，成为一个特别的地方，只为你所造。
Man has always been very special for God, and in particular, he makes man, he made the world for man, but he says, now that you're here, I'm going to make a garden specially for you.
所以呢，就是男人呢，在这总是非常特别的，因为圣经讲了说呢，神呢从创造世界以后再创造男人，然后呢，他也跟特别的为这个男人创造了一个园子。
And it says verse 9, out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
安迪姐姐说：“耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人眼目，而且好做食物。”
So I can imagine Adam going for a walk every evening, saying, "I wonder what I'll have for supper tonight."
所以我可以去想象一下亚当呢，每天傍晚的时候呢，在他园子里走路的时候呢，他环顾四周说：“今天晚上我能吃什么呢？”
And he walks through the garden and he pulls some of this fruit, some of this fruit, some of this fruit, some of this fruit.
他在园子里走的时候呢，他这里摘一个果，那里摘一个果，那里摘一个果。
And frankly, I think those would be pretty pleasant days.
所以坦率说呢，我认为那是非常令人愉快的日子。
Verse 9 goes on to say, he made the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
第九节继续说呢，神呢在园子里当中又有生命树和善恶的知识树。
Now interesting, the tree of life is somewhat special and different from the ordinary trees.
所以这个非常有意思是呢，那个生命树和园子里的其他的树是不同的。
The ordinary trees are there to give us nourishment to keep us alive.
因为其他的在园子的那些树呢，就是为了给我们营养，让我们可以活着。
But the tree of life is special, imparting, as we'll see later, imparting almost spiritual gifts as well as physical health.
就是一个生命之树呢，它有一些特别的地方呢，就是我们在后面可以学到，它不仅仅是说是物理方面的东西，同样呢，也是具有灵力的意义。
And then the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We'll learn about that. But these two trees were different from the ordinary trees, special trees.
然后有那个分辨善恶的知识树，我们在后面要学到这一点。但是呢，我们知道这两棵树呢是不同的树，和其他树不一样，是特别的树。
All right. Now there was a river in this garden.
然后呢，在这有一条河从伊甸园流出来。
And just going to read a verse or two about it. It says, now a river went, verse 10, out of the garden, out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it parted and became four river heads.
然后第十节说呢，有一条河从伊甸流出来，浇灌了园子，从那里分为四道。
Okay, so here you've got this river, and it goes out of,Eden doesn't go into Eden, goes out of Eden.
所以这里有一条河呢，它是从伊甸流出来的，它不是流进伊甸的，是从伊甸流出来的。
And then it flows, it flows and parts into four heads.
也就是牛场，牛场呢就分为四道。
How do rivers flow in our world?
因为我们今天的这些河流是怎么流向的
？Well, they usually come from many different directions and they flow into one.
其实通常呢，就是从很多不同的地方，最后流淌到一块儿。
This river flows from one in four different directions.
所以这条河呢，它流出来以后呢，分成四个不同的方向流。
And I think the picture is simple.
我认为这里个画面非常的简单。
The rivers of refreshment in the Bible flow from a single source, God, and they flow into the rest of the world.
所以呢，在圣经里面，这条河流呢，它呢是从一个简单的源头，就是从神那里流出来的，然后呢，再流淌到整个世界里面去。
That's the way it is in the book of Revelation. There is a river that comes out of the throne of God and it flows to the world.
因为在启示录里就是有一条河呢从那个神的宝座下流出来然后流淌到整个世界里。
That's the way it will be from Jerusalem in the day to come.
所以这个呢就是说从那个来的日子里要从耶路撒冷那里流。
Ezekiel says that there's going to be a river.That flows from Jerusalem and it goes out to the world.
所以以西结说呢，就是说呢，在那天呢，那个要从耶路撒冷城里流出一条河，然后呢，流淌到整个世界。
Where do the great blessings of God come from in life?
就在我们人生中，神的极大的赐福从哪里来的呢
？They come from the Lord.
他们从主那里来的。
The world says you do a little of this and a little of that and it'll really be good. You'll be refreshed. And so it comes from everywhere to that river.
所以那个就是这个世界的人说呢，就是你这里做一点，那里做一点，最后呢，所有的都汇集在一起，就会成为一件好事。
God's rivers are different. They come from God to everywhere. Let God make sure that you are rejoicing in what God has for you and let that flow to the rest of the world. Don't go to the world to get refreshment. It doesn't work.
所以这个里面的那神的河流是不一样的。神的河流呢，它就是从神那里流出来，然后流淌在世界的各地。然后呢，你从那里得到赐福，你要确保呢，就是说是你从那个神的那个河流里流出来的得到那个更新，而不是在世界的这样的一个河流汇集在一块儿，你才能得到更新。那而且也没有什么效果。
And then the four rivers are named. Verse 10 and 11 says, Now a river went, verse 11 says, The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Delium and the onyx stone are there.
然后第十一节、第十二节说，那第一条河流，它的名字叫比逊，是环绕哈菲那全地的，在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有香树籽和玛瑙。
Four good rivers flowing from the throne of God.
有四条好的河流是从神的宝座下流出来的。
And went to the land of Havilah. There's gold there.
所以一条呢流到那个哈菲拉全地的那里是有金子的。
Just remember, you drink from the Lord's river, and you'll find there's gold there. Isn't just refreshing. There's all kinds of riches in God's river.
因为就是说你要记得就是说如果你去。喝神的宝座下流出来的河流呢，都不仅仅可以让你更新呢，同样在那里呢，你也能找到金子。
All right, so it isn't just there. Verse 13 says the name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which encompasses the whole land of Cush.
这个第十三节经说呢，第二道河名叫基逊，就是环绕埃塞俄比亚全地的。
So Cush is the land of Ethiopia.
所以呢，就是古时，其实就是埃塞俄比亚全地。
So we don't know precisely where these places are, but they're probably in the Middle East, in the south of the Middle East, and near the land of Ethiopia.
因为我们不是很确定这片地到底在哪里，它有可能呢是在那个中东的南部，靠近埃塞俄比亚的地方。
The name of the third river is Hiddekel, and it is the one which flows toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates.
第14节说，第三道河名叫西底节，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼发拉底。
So, in picture form now, the rivers that God provides are rivers of blessing that flow out through us, from God, through us to the world.
你这个里面呢，就是说是这样的一个画面呢，就是说是这样的河，这是神的那个赐福，那从神那里流下来的，通过我们流向我们，通过我们流向整个世界。
Okay, so verse 15 says, Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and to keep it.
15节说，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
It's interesting that in the very beginning, the Lord gives to Adam a job to do.
就非常有意思的是呢，在最开始的时候呢，神呢给那个亚当一个工作，让他去做。
His responsibility was to tend and to keep the garden.
他的职责呢，就是修理看守的这个园子。
God was intended to be a worker.
所以神呢，他想要有工人。
That is, God intended the people to be workers.
他同样呢，希望呢，人呢也是做
The
工
world says we're going to be happy if we don't have to work.
你这个世界说呢，如果我们不用工作的话呢，我们会很幸福的。
Okay, the Lord says, Shirley, listen.
所以主说：“Shirley，你听着。
Okay, the Lord says we have a job to do. We have to work.
所以呢，就是主说呢，我们有工作要做，我们必须工作。
We have a responsibility, and the responsibility is to work.
我们有职责，我们的责任呢，就是去工作。
And I guess I said something like this last week, but we've got a lot of people in the world who say, I don't want to work. I don't have to work.
因为我认为我上个星期呢，就是讲过这个，我们在世界上呢，有很多人说呢，我不想工作，我不愿去工作。
We've got a homelessness problem in Vancouver.
我们在温哥华呢，有无家可归的这样的问题。
What's the problem?
什么是问题呢
？The men say we don't have to work. We can take drugs. Somebody else will look after us. They'll feed us.
那人说呢，我们不必工作，不必工作，我们可以吸毒。我们吸毒了以后呢，有人来看顾我们。
God says no, you got it all wrong.
医生说不，你全错了。
Your job is to work.
你的工作就是去工作。
I'm not sure what we're going to do with our society.
我不是很确定我们能对这个社会做点什么。
I do know this, that way back several hundred years ago in England,
因为我就知道在那就是几百年前，在英格兰。
The preacher started preaching.
那个讲道人呢开始讲道。
And the drunks started listening to the gospel.
那些醉鬼开始听福音了。
And the men who sat in the beer halls all day got converted and went to work.
那有很多呢，在啤酒吧的那些人呢，他们都呢得救了，然后他们去工作了。
And the Industrial Revolution, which changed the history of the world, all sprung out of the fact that men went back to work rather than going drinking every day.
所以这个工业革命转变了整个世界的这场工业革命呢，它的爆发是因为呢，人呢都开始去工作，而不是整天酗酒。
Okay, so Wesley Whitfield started preaching. And people trusted the Lord, and the whole world is transformed. And we've got a society of luxury today, unlike anything known 400 or 500 years ago, all because the preachers preached and men went to work.
所以这个里面呢，就是叫卫子理的这样一个传道人呢，他在开始传道这个福音呢，就传遍了整个世界，传遍整个世界以后呢，很多人就去工作。我们当今世界，我们有这么多豪华的东西呢，比500年前要多得多的，是因为呢，人们开始去工作。
And now men who have luxury have stopped working. They take drugs. What's going to happen?
因为那些享受这些豪华东西的人呢，他们就是不停止工作，开始去酗酒的时候，什么发生呢？他们就这样。
We're going to spiral in the opposite direction.
我们要走的是完全相反的方向。
We got big problems. Men are supposed to work.
所以呢，我们现在有大问题了，人应该去工作。
All right, so we just got to find out where we are now. Verse 15 says that you put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it.
因为呢，第十五节说呢，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园中，使他修理看守。
Who planted the garden?
谁呢种植这个园子
？God.
神。
What did it look like when he planted it?
所以呢，它种植了以后看起来像什么样子呢
？Absolutely beautiful，
绝对美丽的。
What did he say to Adam？
他对亚当说了什么
？Adam， keep it up or it won't longer be beautiful。
所以呢，亚当呢，你要修理看守，让它呢美的时间持续的久一点。
Okay， sometimes that means you got to get up pretty early in the morning to get all the work done。
有时候呢，那意味着呢，你早晨要非常早的去早起，把工作才能做完。
And then verse 16, the simple requirements. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat."
这个第十六节呢，讲的都是非常的简单的一个命令。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上所出的，你可以随意吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it.You shall surely die.
就是经说，只是善恶的知识树所出的，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
What was so special about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
因为这个善恶的知识树它有什么特别的地方
？Well, in it was the tree of the knowledge of, or sorry, in it was the knowledge of evil.
就这个知识呢，其实。其实他那个知识呢，就是说你对恶的知识。
Okay, what does God want us to know about evil?
所以神对我们，神要我们知道什么事情关于罪恶的呢
？He never intended us to know anything about evil.
他从来没有想过让我们知道那个罪恶是什么。
He wants us to know the knowledge of good.He doesn't want us to know the difference between good and evil.
所以他想要我们知道善的知识，他不想要我们知道分别善和恶的知识。
Our society says, we'll teach the children in school. We'll teach them all about evil.
所以我们的当今社会说是我们要在那个学校里教学生所有的那些罪恶。
God says, no, don't teach them evil.Teach them good.
你人说呢？不要教他们这个，教他们善。
I marvel at the kindness of God to me.
所以我就感到非常惊奇，神对我的这样的慈爱。
There was all kinds of evil in the world when I was growing up.
你当我长大的过程中呢，这世界上充满了罪恶。
I didn't know it.
我不知道。
I didn't see it.
我也不去看。
When I went to university.People talk about evil.
当我上大学的时候呢，人们通常呢在谈论罪恶。
I didn't know what they were talking about.
我不知道他们在说什么。
I'm amazed. There's lots of evil words in the world today that are being used by many people.
所以呢，我就感到惊奇的是呢，在世界上呢有很多的这样的关于罪。和恶的这样的词，他们都经常在用。
Many of them, I don't know what the word means.
所以很多那些字呢，我不知道什么意思。
It's marvelous.
这个非
常。There's all kinds of evil out there. Don't inquire. Don't learn about it. Don't have anything to do with it. Get up and walk out.
你在世界上充满了罪恶，不要去，就是说是去学习他们，也不要去看他们，也不要去研究他们，你只是说远离他们，就是走开就行了。
And I shouldn't be telling this story on Norma, but I will.
所以我本来不应该讲 Norma 的故事，但是我还是要说。
At the University of British Columbia, the man stood up and said, "Today we're going to talk about evil."
现在在那个 UBC 的有一天呢，在课堂上呢，一个人说呢，今天我们要来讲讲这个。
And he made a special reference to the type of evil it was going to be.
他呢特别的讲到，他要讲的那个罪恶是指的什么东西。
And Norma closed her book, got up, and walked out.
所以 Norma 呢把他的书本合上，站起来，出门走了。
Okay. Now, there comes a time in life when you got to do that.
所以呢，在你的人生中一定有那样的时间，你必须那么做。
What happened in that class?
在那节课里发生了什么
？Norma, did you fail?
Norma, 你有没有没通过？她说没有。
Okay, she didn't fail.
她并没有没通过。
What did that professor do afterwards?
那么那个在那之后，那个教授做了些什么呢
？That professor had two girls.
那个教授有两个女孩。
They went to school.
他们呢去上学。
One of them ended up in Norma's class of all places.
所以呢，其中一个呢就是在 Norma 的那个课程里头。
And she was there all year long. And Norma taught her the Bible, and she didn't teach her evil.
所以在那里说 ，Norma 呢教她圣经，并没教她罪恶。
And when the year was over, that parent. Went to the principal and said, "I've got a special request."
所以呢，然后呢，那个学校结束的时候呢，那个就是父母来到那个校长说呢，我有一个特别的要求。
I want my second daughter to be in that same class as my older daughter was in. I want my second daughter to be in Miss Summers' class.
所以呢，他想要呢，我的第二个女儿跟那个第一个女儿呢，同样的在一个班里，就是说是在那个罗马那个班里。
There's a God in heaven.
在天上呢，有一个神。
Honor God.
尊重神。
Don't listen to evil.
不要去听罪恶的东西。
Let God reward you.
让神来赏赐你，
He will.
他会的。
What happens if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
所以呢，如果你吃了这分别善恶树的，会发生什么呢
？In the day you eat it, you will surely die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
We're going to get to that story. It's the next chapter.
因为我们的那故事在下一章里。
Did they physically die?
他们真的身体上死亡了吗
？No，
没有。
Did they spiritually die？
他们在灵里是不是死了呢
？Yes，
是的。
They didn't die in relation to the garden. They just died. Well, they died in relation to the garden. They didn't just die in relation to the world, but they did die in relation to God.
他们呢和世界的关系，他们中间他们并没有死，但是他们在和神的关系之间，他们就死了。
Okay, so let's keep going. I've got to get my other Bible open here because I closed it.
我们要继续往下读，他呢就是看看他的那本圣经。
What are we at? Verse number
18.
Yep. Verse 18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
第十八节说，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个适合他的帮手。
That's very encouraging to me.
这对我来说是非常受鼓励的。
When the Lord looks down on you and me.
当主从上面看下来看你我的时候
，He recognizes our need, and He reaches down to meet that need.
他呢知道我们的需要，然后呢他下来呢满足我们的需要。
Now there's all kinds of needs in the world.
这世界上有很多的需求。
It isn't just that a man needs a wife.
不仅仅只是说一个男人需要一个妻子。
But there are many other needs.
很多其他的需要。
Okay, so when God gets up in the morning, which of course he never does, he's always up. But if he were to get up in the morning and look down at you and me, he would say, he's got a need, I'll meet his need. She's got a need, I'll meet her need. And he does that. He's a loving father.
所以神呢，如果说他每天早晨起来，当然他不必每天，他不必早起的，早晨起来像我们这样，他往下一看，他说，哎，这里有个人，他有需要，然后那里有个人，他也需要，然后他下来满足我们的需要。
When I was a child, when Norma was a child, our parents looked down, said, I think they need this, and they provided it for us.
当我还是我们还是孩子的时候，诺曼跟我还是孩子说呢，我们的父母说呢，看到我们有需要，他们就会满足我们的需要。
And sometimes I would say, I don't think I need that.
有时候呢，我说呢，我不认为我需要那个东西。
And my father would say, Harold, I know what you need. You're going to have this.
所以我父亲就跟我说 ，Harold， 我知道你需要这些，所以你拿下这些东西。
And I said, thank you.
我说谢谢。
All right, so.Here we are, verse 19.
第十九节
says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam, that he would call, see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was his name.
第十九节说，耶和华神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到亚当面前，看他叫什么，亚当怎样叫各种何物，那就是他的名字。
Why were all the animals made?
为什么要造这么多的动物呢？
Well, they were made for Adam.
他们是为亚当所造的。
And Adam, you're in charge of the garden. All these animals here, what would you like to call them?
因为亚当你是管整个园子的，所以动物都在这里，你能给他们，你叫他们什么名字呢？
And part of Adam's responsibility was to call those animals by name.
因为其中呢，亚当的一项责任呢，就是说是给那些所有的动物起名字。
So, Bible says that all the families of the earth are named by God.
圣经说呢，所有的就是地球上的那些家庭都是神命名的。
And God's got a name for you.
神呢给你有个名字。
He treats you in a sense the way Adam treated the animals.
所以他对待我们从某种意义上的时候，就像亚当对那些动物一样。
And God says, I love you far more than the animals. I will treat you right.
所以神说呢，我比你们，我爱你们远远超过爱动物，我呢要满足你们的要求。
So here's Adam in the garden.
所以这是亚当，他在园子里。
His job is to keep the garden looking good.
他的那个工作就是保持那个园子的美丽。
His job is to name the inhabitants of the garden.
所以呢，他的那个就是工作呢，就是说是给那个园子里的居民命名。
And I'm not sure he might have been able even to talk to some of them, because at a later date, the serpent was talking to him.
我不是很确定，我说呢，他有可能和那些动物都可以交谈，因为在稍后的日子呢，那个蛇开始说话了。
Who's in charge here?
在这里谁是管理的？
Adam.
亚当。
Big responsibility?
是不是大的责任呢？
Yeah.
是。
God gives to you, God gives to me in life big responsibilities.
所以神呢，给你给我在人生里呢有极大的责任。
Get up early in the morning.
早起。
Get your work done.
把你工作做完。
Okay, we've got to fulfill our responsibilities.
我们必须呢就完成我们那个责任。
And praise the Lord, Adam did that.
赞美主，亚当做到了。
All right, so verse 20. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
第二十节说呢，亚当便给一切 牲畜和空中的飞鸟，野地的走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见适合他的帮手。
So I find it rather peculiar that verse 19 and the first half of verse 20 are in between the logic of the second half of verse 20, which says, Adam, for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
我们发现这个非常有意思，在第十九节的后半部分，还在第二十节的前半部分，在这之间呢，亚当呢一直在寻找，只是说呢，他没有遇见适合他的帮手。
So, do you want to try to figure it out? Why does he introduce the theme in verse 18? I will make a helper comparable to him. And then there's the naming of the beast. And then for Adam, there was not found a helper.
你发现为什么在第十八节你说呢？神要为他造一个适合他的帮手，然后呢，又在中间呢，又出现了造那些各样的空中飞行动物，然后呢，让亚当起名，然后最后亚当没有找到适合他的帮手呢
？What do you think he learned from naming all the animals？
你认为他从这些所有的动物中间学到了什么呢
？I think he learned about life。
我认为他学到了人生。
I think he learned about what they did in life and how they got along in life, and he named he.How would you know what to name a squirrel?
所以呢，就是说是你是说哦，我就说是知道他们在这里面呢，就是说是啊，看到这些动物怎么样的生活，怎么样的过去。那么说呢，你知道他怎么去给一个鹌鹑命名的
？Well, you'd watch him for a while, wouldn't you?
在观察他一段时间。
And you'd watch the birds, and you'd watch the fish.
他也观察那些鸟，观察鱼。
I'm not sure that he named all the animals in one afternoon.
所以呢，我不确定他是不是一个下午就把所有动物的名字都起完了。
I think he took a long time naming the animals.
我认为他花了很长时间去给动物起名字。
And I think in the process he realized that he was alone. They were different from him.
我认为在这个过程中呢，他意识到。他是非常孤独的，他和他们不一样。
And I think as he did that, he realized that if God was going to give him a wife, it would be a really good thing.
所以呢，我认为在这个过程中呢，他意识到呢，就是如果神呢赐给他一个妻子，那将是一个非常美的事情。
So here's my comment for you. Sometimes God wants to give you something.But you might not recognize its value.
所以呢，这是我要给大家的一个说法，就是说呢，有时候呢，神呢，他会赐给你一样东西，你可能并没意识到它的价值。
And I think it would have been possible for God to give Adam a wife and Adam not to understand the great blessing that that would be.
我认为呢，有时候呢，就是说是，从某种意义上，神呢，如果就赐给亚当一个妻子，他并没意识到这是多么大的福气。
So God often allows other things into your life in order to prepare you to receive the things that He wants to give you.
所以呢，就是说是，神呢，通常会在你人生中呢，赐给你一些其他的东西，为你最终要接受的那样东西做个准备。
How many animals were there in life in the garden?
在那个伊甸园里有多少动物呢
？Quite a few.
有很多。
How many birds in the sky?
有多少飞鸟在天空呢
？How many fish in the sea?
在海里有多少鱼
？Do you think it was possible that Adam might say, "Wow, this is too hard. I think I can't give. This is all this hard work."
你有没有想过有这样的可能性？亚当坐下来一看，他说：“哎呀，这个有点难，这是一个非常难做的工作，给他们起名字。”
And as he went through it, he recognized his own need for someone who could have true fellowship with him. The birds, the dogs, the kittens, and the hummingbirds, they weren't able to befriend Adam. And when it was all over, Adam says.I need a wife. That's what I need.
所以我认为，在这个过程中的亚当呢，他在这个过程中他看到呢，就是说是这些猫啊、狗啊、那个飞鸟啊、蜂鸟啊，还有那些牛啊，还有牲口啊，那所有东西，他觉得呢，他们跟他不会有那种非常亲密的相交，所以他看了以后呢，他觉得呢，哎，我认为我可能需要一个妻子。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
第21节说，耶和华神使亚当沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就从那人身上所取的肋骨，为他造了一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And so when it happened, what did Adam do?
在这一切发生的时候，亚当在做什么？
He looked down to his side and said, "Oh, there's a big scar there. What's going on? This is all wrong."
现在他往上面一看，哦，这里有个疤呢，这个是不好，什么东西不对。
And no, that's not what happened. Verse 23, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man."
所以呢，不是的，亚当并没有那么去做。亚当在第23节说呢，亚当说："现在这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。"
And he was happy with what God had done.
他呢非常高兴神所做的事情。
Good man, Adam.
好人亚当。
He did what God asked him to do.
他能做呢，神要他做的事情。
God gave him a nice garden, he went and kept it.
所以呢，神呢给他一个漂亮的花园，让他去管理，其实看。
God gave him a good job, lots of animals to name, and he did it.
所以呢，神给他一个非常好的工作，去给这大量的动物命名，他做到了。
God gave him a good wife, and he said thank you.
神呢就给他一个好的妻子，他说谢谢。
Now that's the way we should respond, isn't it?
这就是我们应该回应的方式，是不是？
God knew what he was doing with Adam. God knows what he's doing with you and me.
所以神知道他在亚当身上做了什么，神也知道他在你我身上所做的事情是什么。
Verse 24, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
第24节，因此男人要离开他的父母，与他的妻子联合，二人成为一体。
When was the human family established?
所以人类的家庭是什么时候建立的？
Right at the very beginning.
在最开始的时候。
Our world says we don't need families.
我们当今世界说呢，我们不需要家庭。
Our world says we should take pride.
所以我们的当今世界说，我们应该骄傲。
In the wickedness of not having families, not having husband-wife relationship, we should be proud of that.
所以呢，就是说，在这样一个邪恶的东西里面，这样的骄傲里面，我们不应该有丈夫和妻子，我们不应该有家庭。
God says, families are so important. I'm going to lay a foundation for families at the very beginning.
神说呢，家庭是如此重要，我要在最开始的时候呢，建立家庭这个基石。
Are there any other rules in life?
在人生里有任何其他的规则吗？
Yeah.
是有。
How many of them are mentioned in the first two chapters of the Bible?
所以呢，有几个在那个圣经的头两章里提到的呢？
The family is most important. God deals with it, lays down the instructions for it way back in the very beginning, even before sin comes into the world.
所以家庭是最重要的，神呢把家庭的建立在最开始和最开始基础建立之前，就算在最出现之前就已经设立了家庭。
How is a family to be established?
所以一个家庭是怎样成立的？
A man shall leave his father and mother.
男人要离开他的父母。
There were no men to leave the father and mother. In those days, Adam didn't have a father. Long before there were fathers and mothers. The Lord says man shall leave his father and his mother.
所以在那个日子里呢，实际上呢没有父母，亚当他没有他的父母，所以呢，其实呢，在这个时候，在还没有父母之前，神已经设立了这样的规则，男人要离开他的父母。
And they shall become one flesh.
他们应该成为一体。
It's amazing.
这个非常神奇。
God puts it together, one flesh.
神呢，把他们放在一起，合为一体。
I don't know much about divorce.
我对离婚并不了解。
When I was a young man, a man who worked with me in the company that I was in was getting a divorce.
所以呢，当我还年轻的时候呢，在我工作的那公司里头呢，有一对夫妻离婚了。
I'd never been close to that before.
所以我从来没有那么近的看到过。I
said, "How do you feel?"
我说你感觉怎么样？
He said, "It's absolutely terrible."
他说非常的可怕。I
said, "Well, you know, the Bible says that the two become one flesh."
那你知道吗？圣经说两个人是合为一体的。I
said, "If two become one flesh, how do you separate them?"
我就说呢，如果两个呢变成一体，你怎么样把它分开呢？
I said to him, I guess it's like taking a buzzsaw and going right up the middle and just chopping the person right in half.
那我认为呢，他是取一个电锯，然后呢从中间呢把一个人呢一分为二。
And he looked at me and he said, "Yep, that's exactly what it feels like."
你看见我，你说对，就是那种感觉。
God says they become one flesh.
所以神说呢，你们变成一体。
May I remind you that is not optional?
对，就是说是，我可不可以提醒大家，这不是一个选项？
God doesn't say you become one flesh if you want to, and if you don't want to, then we'll have another plan. There is no plan B.
所以神并没有说呢，如果你不想变成一体的话呢，那么说呢，我们还有另外一个选择，这里没有B计划。
And the Lord says the husband and the wife become one flesh.
所以主说呢，丈夫和妻子呢，他变成一体。
And then Paul says, and he who is joined to a harlot, a wicked woman, maybe even for just a few hours, a man who is joined to, they become one flesh.
所以使徒保罗说呢，就是说是，如果一个人呢和一个妓女，就算他联合在一起，然后在一起的话呢，就算几个小时，他们就成为一体了。
And the man says, "I never intended that. I just intended spending a little time with her."
所以那个男人说：“那我从来没想跟她合为一体，我只想跟她在一起几个小时。”
And the woman says, "I never intended that. I spend a lot of time with a lot of people."
所以那个女的说：“那我从来没想过跟她在一起，我和很多人在一起过。”
And God says, "You become one flesh. Now you try to unglue yourself."
所以呢，就是说呢，神说呢，你们两个呢，就是说是成为一个一体了，你们要试图把互相粘在一起。
And our world is full of heartache and sorrow.
所以我们的世界充满了心碎和痛苦。
Because people don't believe what they rewrite in the second chapter of Genesis. God puts it there so everybody can see it. Don't get involved immorally with anybody. You become one flesh, and the agony is immeasurable.
因为他们并没有去看创世纪的前面的第二章，因为神已经把那放在那里了。放在那里以后呢，就是说是啊，你们要成为一体，成为一体后呢，你不要和其他的任何的人有这种不道德的这样的一些关系。如果你有了这样的关系，你会变得极其的痛苦，你会有极大的那样的苦难在你人生里。
And I see very little of this, but I drive down the street. And I go over a crosswalk, and there's a half a dozen lines across the crosswalk in different colors, all saying, "Rotten morals are really good." And they're not. They're rotten morals, and they're rotten.
我在街上呢，开车时候我看见了街道上有那个横线，横线在上面有不同的颜色，不同颜色这种颜色呢，其实代表说这道德败坏是非常的好的，其实不是道德败坏，就是败坏的。
Two great themes in chapter two. Theme number one is make sure that you keep God's day and God's law. Honor the Lord on the Sabbath day.
所以这个在里面呢，就是说是在那个第二章里有两个大的主题。第一个呢，就是说是你要去顺服神的律法，严守神的律法，让安息日变为圣日。
Number two, keep the family God's way.
所以第二条呢，就是说是要用神的方式保守你的家庭。
All right, now chapter three.
现在在第三章。
It says, Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
因为这个第一节说，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的走兽更狡猾。
So, is smarter always better?
所以呢？更聪明是不是会总是更好呢
？Who was the smartest animal in the garden？
在园子里谁是最聪明的动物了
？The snake。
蛇。
You gonna believe him？
你会相信他吗
？No。
不。
Somebody comes up to you and says, "You know, I'm smarter than you. You gotta do this."
也就是拿在你面前说，你知道吗？我比你聪明，所以你应该这么去做。
And you say, "Are you smarter than God?"
你会跟他说你比神还聪明吗
？The last time I asked a man that question, he started to laugh.
现在有时候呢，我就问人那样的一个问题，他就开始嘲笑。
Okay, you're not. He's not smarter than God. You listen to God. Don't listen to anyone else who might pretend to be smarter.
因为这个里面呢，就是说呢，他当然他没有神聪明，所以不要去听那些他试图那觉得他比你聪明的那些人的话。
Just because he's smart doesn't mean to say he's right.
所以他非常聪明，并不意味着他是正确的。
Verse one goes on. He said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden'?"
第一节经说呢，他对女人说：“是啊，神曾说，不许你们吃园中各样树上所出的吗？”
What's wrong with that question?
这个问题有什么问题呢
？As God said,
其实神曾说
，You shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
你不应该吃各样树上所出的。
I thought the serpent was supposed to be smart.
我认为这个蛇应该很聪明。
God never said you can't eat of every tree of the garden.
神并没有说你不能吃园中各样树上出的。
So, verse 2, the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'"
第二节说，女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中的那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你不可以吃它，也不可以摸它，免得你们死。
So, what's wrong with that?
这里有什么错误？
Well, she didn't follow the instructions very clearly.
她并没有很清楚地跟从遵守那个命令。
Did God say, "Lest you die"?
所以神说呢，免得你们死吗
？Or did God say, "You will surely die"?
或者神说你必死
？There's a big difference, isn't there?
这是一个很大的区别，是不是
？Now, why do we memorize scripture?
为什么我们要背诵经文
？So that we will know exactly what God said.
所以呢，我们就知道神是精准的怎么说的。
And it's important that we keep our eyes on the detail of Scripture. He didn't say, "Lest you die." He says, "In the day you eat it, you will surely die." There's a difference between surely and lest.
所以这个里面呢，这就是为什么我们要非常注重经文里的细节，因为那里根本就没有说免得你死，而是说呢你必死。这个免得你死和你必死是有很大区别的。
And he didn't say you can't touch it. He simply said you can't eat it.
那神并没有说你不可以摸它，他只是简单的说你们不可以吃它。
So God's plans are clear and simple. Get them, remember them in detail.
所以神的那个计划是非常的清楚，非常的简单的。所以呢，要记住，你要把那些细节都记下来。
Now, as you read through the book of the books of Moses.
当你读那个摩西的书的时候。
As you read through the books of Moses, have you ever noticed an incredible attention to detail?
因为就是你读摩西的书的时候，你有没有意识到呢？就是那个，就是如果你注重细节的那种奇妙的地方呢？
So is there someone?
有人进来了。谁啊?
There is an incredible attention to detail. You will often find that you will read God giving Moses, you do this, and all kinds of detail. And then a little bit later you read, and Moses did this, and the same all kinds of detail.
这个里面呢，就都是有令人难以置信的细节。当神呢告诉摩西要做什么时候，他说这些细节是什么。然后呢，神又跟摩西说你要做那些事时，又给出了很多细节。
God expects us to pay attention to the detail.
所以神呢，他希望我们注意细节。
So Eve's first problem was she listened to the serpent.
所以第一个问题是她听那个蛇说。
And the second problem is she didn't pay attention to the detail.
所以第二个问题呢，是他并没有注重细节。
All right, verse 4. And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die."
所以第四节呢，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
Where do you get the words "surely die"?
所以你从哪里得到这样子一定死了？
Did Eve say "surely die"?
那么，夏娃说了，一定死吗
？We don't read Eve saying that, do we？
我们并没有看到夏娃那么说过，是不是
？Where do we get the word "surely die"？
那么，一定死从哪里来的
？Oh, I guess we got that from the Lord Himself. Do you think the serpent was listening？
我认为那是主自己说的。
When the Lord said to Eve, "You will surely die"？
你认为那个蛇他真的在他听了当神说那一定死的时候他听到了吗
？He was the smartest animal in the garden.
他是在园中最聪明的动物。
I'm not sure. All I know is that it's strange that he quotes now and says, "You will," and then he just adds the word "not."
因为就是说呢，他现在呢，他是在引用神的话，他说呢，你们。一定，他只是把不加在里面去，不一定死。
I keep on repeating myself, I guess, but we talked earlier this morning about Isaiah 1:18, which says, "Come now and let us reason together."
因为我一直在重复我自己，我说今天早晨呢，我们在学习的时候呢，我们来到以赛亚书第一章第十八节说呢，神说呢，来，我们来辩论。
Here is a reasoning together between the snake and Eve.
因为这个其实呢，就是说是在那个夏娃和蛇之间，他们有个辩论。
And the only problem is, the snake is reasoning by lying.
所以呢，就是唯一的问题呢，这个蛇呢，它是用谎言来辩论。
And Eve is reasoning by listening to the snake.
所以呢，夏娃的辩论呢，是通过听那个蛇说。
So on Sunday, the question was, "What about artificial intelligence?"
所以在星期天那个就是说是那个问题是人工智能会怎么样
？Is artificial intelligence smart?
这是人工智能聪明吗
？Yeah, a lot of people say it's smart.
所以呢，是很多人说那就是说是很聪明。
Is it smarter than a lot of people?
它比大多数人都聪明吗
？Yep.
是。
Is it truthful?
这个他总是讲真话吗
？No,
that's 不一定。
No, it checks out a lot of detail, and it can give you a lot of detail, but it isn't smarter. Sorry, it isn't truthful, because it's not from God.
他总是可以找到很多细节，他又会给出你的很多细节，但是他却不是真理，因为呢，他不是从神那里来的。
Don't be deceived by somebody who's smart.
不要被那些聪明一点的人所欺骗。
Can I tell you the story of Adoniram?
我有没有跟你谈过这个 Adoniram 的故事呢？
He lived a long time ago. I haven't told the story recently.
活在很久之前，我还从很久没讲他的故事。
Adoniram was a good boy.Grew up in a Christian home and a good father.
Adoniram 呢是个好男孩，他在一个基督徒的家庭里长大的，有一个很敬虔的父亲。
He liked books.
他喜欢读书。
His father gave him lots of good books to read.
他父亲给他很多书去读。
And his father sent him off to university.
所以父亲让他去上大学。
When he got to university, he met a man who was even smarter than him.
所以当他上大学时呢，他碰到一个人呢，比他更聪明。
And they talked a lot.
他们做了很多交谈。
Finally, Adoniram said, "You're right, I'm wrong."
所以最终呢 ，Adoniram 说呢，你是对的，我是错的。
So he wrote home to his father and he said, "It's hard to say this, but I've become an atheist. I don't believe in God anymore."
所以他跟他父亲写了一个信说呢，我成了一个无神论者了，我不再相信神了。
He ultimately graduated from university, became an outstanding educator.
就是说是最终呢，他从大学毕业后呢，成为一个杰出的教育工作者。
Wrote a textbook on how to teach English to children in school, which was an outstanding book.
他写了一本书，就是说怎样教学校里的学生英语，是一本很杰出的书。
He was traveling, in the country, went into, a hotel.For the night, a small hotel in the middle of the country. Went in for the night.
因为他在那个国家旅行的时候呢，有一天呢，他在一个那个非常小的一个旅馆下榻。
In the middle of the night, he heard some bad noises coming from the room next door.
所以在那个就是说是半夜的时候呢，他听到呢，他隔壁房间里出现了一个非常的恐怖的声音。
There was screaming and anguish and terrible noises. He said to himself, I think that man's dying. I think that man doesn't want to die. I think that man is afraid of dying.
因为他听到了那些尖叫、恐怖的呻吟、痛苦，他认为呢，那里有个人呢，可能正在死亡，而且这个人呢，很怕死，而且呢，他不想死。
So he listened and listened, and then all of a sudden, everything went quiet.
听着听着呢，最终呢，一切都变得平静下来。
He said, "You know, if that man only knew the truth that I know, if he only knew that when you die, it doesn't matter, it's all over when you die. If he had been a good atheist, he never would have died in agony like that."
所以呢，他就说呢，你认为呢？如果那个人像我一样，他也知道我，就是知道我所知道的知识，就是人死了就死了，就像一个无神论者一样，人死了就没了。
So as he was checking out in the morning, he said, "Did that man really die next door from to me last night?" They said, "Yeah, he did."
然后呢，就是早晨呢，他就说呢，就是我隔壁昨天那个人真的死了吗？他们说对，他死了。
He said, "What was his name?"
他说他的名字是什么
？And the clerk gave him the name of his friend who had led him away from the Lord into atheism.
所以那个职员呢，给他的名字呢，就是说是在大学里带领他变成无神论者的那个人的名字。
You want to know how the story ends?
你很想知道这故事怎么结束的吗
？He turned back to God.
他回到神那里来了。
He turned back to his father, told his father he'd been a fool.
回到他父亲那里，告诉他父亲他是愚蠢的。
He quit his job.
他呢，辞掉了他的工作。
Went to Burma as a missionary.
去到缅甸做那个宣教士。
And laid the foundation of the Church of God in Burma as it carries on today.
现在在那个缅甸建立了神的教会，也建立了基础，那个教会仍然存在当中。
Don't listen to the smart guys. Listen to the Bible.
要听聪明人的，要听圣经的。
So here she is talking to a talking snake.
这里呢是她在跟一个说话的神说话。
And she believes the talking snake.
她相信了说话的蛇。
Verse 5. She says, the snake says, God knows that in the day you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
第五节说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就被打开了，你们便如众神，能知道善恶。
Do you want to be like God and know good and evil?
你想要成为神那样的，知道善恶吗？
No, I want to be like God and no good. If it's evil, God says, don't have anything to do with it.
所以我要像神那样只知道善。如果这里有恶呢，就不要跟他有任何的关系。神说。
When they went into the promised land, the instructions were, there were hills on the hillside. They worshiped God, worshiped evil. They worshiped idols on the hillside.
因为当他们去了旷野的时候呢，就是说是在那个山的坡上呢，他们在那个上面呢敬拜偶像。
God says, "Go into the land and kill all the people who worship on the hillside like that."
现在神说呢，你们到了应许之地以后呢，把所有的在山坡上敬拜那个偶像的人全部杀掉。
Then he says, "Get rid of all those idols that they're worshiping there."
所以呢，神就跟他说，把所有的他们所敬拜的那些偶像呢，都除掉。
Then he says, "Get rid of the trees."
让他砍掉树。
And then he says, "Change the name of the hill."
然后把那个山呢改名字。
So it won't even sound like it used to sound. Get rid of everything associated with that evil.
所以呢，听起来呢就已经不像是那个山的名字了。把一切跟这个有关系的人呢都除掉。
God doesn't want us to compromise in any way, to know about the evil, let alone behave like it.
所以呢，神呢，就是说是不想让我们跟任何的这项罪恶呢做妥协，然后呢，就像那罪恶一样。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes,And it was a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
今天就说，于是女人见那棵树好做食物，也悦人的眼目，是一棵让人喜爱、使人有智慧的树，就摘下果子来吃了，又给和她一起的丈夫，他也吃了。
Is that one of the saddest verses in the Bible?
这个是不是圣经里最令人痛心的一节经文呢？
Why did she do it?
为什么她要那么做？
Well, she saw that it was good for food.
她看到那个就是可以吃。
How did she know that?
她怎么知道呢？
Do you think maybe the devil ate some of it himself?
你认为那个？
Or the snake, serpent rather ate some himself. Does this really taste good?
你是不是认为那个蛇呢？他自己已经吃过了，告诉他说呢，这个很好吃。
I don't know. How did she know that it was good for food?
所以我不知道那个女人怎么知道那个树好做食物呢
？It was pleasant to the eyes. Well, you can understand that. Look good.
这是一棵让人喜爱的树，看起来悦人眼目，这个事你可以理解。
May it smell good too. I don't know.
可能闻起来也很香，我不知道。
And number three, it was desirable to make one wise. How did she know that?
第三个说使人有智慧的树，她怎么知道呢？
Because the serpent told her, that's why.
因为是那个蛇告诉她，这就是为什么。
He said, you eat that, you'll be like God. You'll be wise like God.
所以她说呢，你吃了那个树呢，你就会变得 聪明有智慧，你就像神那样的有智慧。
Where did they get the word wise?
在哪里就是得到这个词智慧的呢？
Okay, what's it say? It says, it's desirable to make one wise.
你这里是怎么说的呢？使人有智慧的树。
Do you think it was wise that she ate it, or do you think she was a fool?
你认为她是非常有智慧才吃的呢，还是因为她是个傻瓜才吃的？
Okay, what happens here?
所以这里发生了什么呢？
Did you know that the devil is a really crafty lawyer? Sorry, crafty liar?
你认为呢，这个魔鬼是不是个很狡猾的说谎的了？
Easy for the devil to lie to you. He's cunning. He's smart. He knows how to lie. He can twist the truth and make you think it's true.
现在就是对蛇来说呢，他撒谎太容易了，因为他非常的狡诈，他非常的聪明，他非常的容易呢，就是把一件事情把它藏起来以后呢，变成了谎言，让你去相信。
Don't get into an argument with the devil.
所以不要跟那个魔鬼有任何的争辩。
How do you win when you're talking to the devil?
当你跟那个魔鬼他交谈的时候，你怎么可以赢得他呢？
Same way Jesus did.
就像主耶稣做的一样的方式。
What did he do?
主耶稣他怎么做的？
He simply quoted the Bible.
简单的就是引用圣经。
He said, this is what scripture says. You're wrong. This is what scripture says.
主耶稣说的，这就是圣经所说的，你错了。这就是圣经所说的，你错了。
Okay, don't bother.Trying to argue it. Don't bother trying to understand it. Find a verse of scripture that tells you what is right and wrong, and do what's right, and don't do what's wrong.
你不要试着去跟他辩论，也不要试着去理解他的话，也不要试着去就是找出为什么，只是简单的引用经文，告诉他错了就行了。
Verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened. They knew that they were naked.They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
第七节说他们二人的眼睛就开了，才知道自己是赤身露体的，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作围裙。
What a tragedy!
这是一个多么大的悲剧呢？
I've often asked myself the question, why fig leaves?
所以我常常问自己这样一个问题：为什么是无花果树的叶子呢？
One of the answers is because fig leaves were bigger than any other leaves.
其中一个答案就是说是无花果树的叶子比其他的树的叶子都大。
Probably twice or three times as fast to make an apron to cover you out of fig leaves than anything else.
因为总有可能是三到四倍的速度去用无花果树的叶子编一个围裙，比其他的比用其他的叶子要快三到四倍。
So, If you said, I'd like a suit of clothes, I'm going to go make some fig leaves and dress yourself up in fig leaves, what would you say afterwards?
因为如果你说呢，我准备给自己缝一件衣服，然后我去找一些无花果树的去缝的一件衣服，那么你穿上以后呢，你会怎么说呢？
You'd say, these don't look very good. They don't keep me very warm. And I'm very embarrassed if the wind starts to blow.
你说呢，这个看起来呢也不漂亮，也不保暖，如果风一吹我就尴尬了。
Don't try to pretend. The sin isn't so bad, I'll just cover it up with some fig leaves.
所以呢，不要去假设，假设呢就是在罪呢是如此的坏，你不可能就是拿一个无花果的树的叶子就试着把它遮盖住。
Sin is bad.
这也是非常坏的。
Fig leaves won't cover it.
无花果树的叶子遮盖不了。
And the devil is a cunning liar. He was smart enough to lie effectively way back in the days of Adam and Eve.
所以呢，魔鬼呢，他是非常狡诈的一个就是说谎者。他开始说谎呢，你可以追溯回去到亚当和夏娃的伊甸园的时候，他就开始撒谎了。
Do you think if the devil were to start to lie to you, you might believe it?
你认为呢？如果一个魔鬼开始跟你撒谎的时候， 你可能会相信他是谎言呢。
So how do you keep from being deceived by the devil?
你怎样不让那个魔鬼呢欺骗你呢？
What was that? You keep on reading the Bible, and you read the Bible more, and you read the Bible more, and you read the Bible more, and you read the Bible more.
你一直要读圣经，你读的圣经，读的圣经，多读圣经。
I think that's probably the great problem in the world today.
我认为这大概呢就是当今世界最大的一个问题。The
Christians don't read the Bible enough.
所以呢，基督徒们并没有读圣经读到足够的好。You
keep reading the Bible. Keep reading it over and over and over again.
所以你要一直读圣经，一遍一遍再一遍的去读。Verse
8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves among the presence of the Lord God, from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
第八节说, 在这天凉爽的时候，他们听见了耶和华神在园中行走的声音。亚当和他妻子就藏在园中的树林中，躲避耶和华神的面。How
sad! Running to hide themselves from God who loves them.
这是多么令人痛心的，就是说是啊，藏起来躲避那个爱他们的神。Running
to hide themselves from the God who provided everything wonderful for them.
躲起来，藏在躲避神，就是那些呢，向他们提供一切奇妙的东西的神。I
guess that's the big issue that we continually face.
所以我认为这是一个我们一直要面对的一个大的问题。Sin
will cause us to run away from God.
神呢，会让我们呢逃离神。
Don't sin.
不要犯罪。
It's easy to sin. It's awfully hard to come back from sin.
所以呢，犯罪比较容易，你要从罪中呢回来，那就比较难了。So
I think we're going to stop our studies there today. We'll stop at the end of verse 8, and we'll pick up the study on next week.
所以呢，我们今天要停在这个第八节这里。下个星期呢，我们再从第九节开始学。When
they ate of the tree of the garden, do you think they knew the consequences of their dying?
所以当他们开始在园子里伊甸园吃那个树的果子的时候，你认为他们意识到那个他们会死的那个后果吗？
They didn't think they would die.
他们并没有生，他并不认为他们可以死。They
didn't fully appreciate the penalty or the consequences of their sin.
他们并不完全知道，就是对他们的罪的后果和惩罚。And
I don't think they had any idea of the sorrow that would be in the world 6,000 years later today.
我认为他们并不知道，就是说是这样的罪造成的苦难将在人类持续6000多年。The
penalty and the consequences of sin is far greater than the devil would ever let us realize. He says it's not that bad, you know, and the Bible says yes, it's that bad. It's far worse.
所以呢，对罪的后果的惩罚的严重性呢？ 魔鬼呢，远远呢，就是总是让我们意识不到有那么的严重。所以呢，其实呢，这个罪的后果的严重和那个惩罚的严重是非常严重的。All
right, well, let's pray, and the Lord will bless us.
所以呢，我们来祷告，神会赐福给我们。Lord,
we thank you for these stories.
主啊，我们感谢这些故事。You
put them in at the beginning of the Bible in order to let us realize how important they are.
所以您呢，把它一直放在圣经的最开始，这样呢，让我们意识到这是多么的重要。Lord,
we pray that we will learn from them.
所以主啊，我们就祷告，我们会从中学到东西。And
that we will turn from the folly of sin.
所以我们要就是从那个罪的愚蠢中转离。
And Lord, would you help us when the Lord says, don't do that? Would you help us not to do it, please?
主啊，求您帮助我们，帮助我们当主说不要做的时候，求帮助我们不要去做。
And Lord, we thank you that you're the God who forgives sins, and we pray that you will forgive us and cause us to walk in your way.
主啊，您是那个赎罪的神，所以我们祷告呢，就是说是，当我们犯罪的时候，求您宽恕我们，饶恕我们，行走在您的道路上。
So we give thanks now. Look to you for a blessing. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在呢，献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.